This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Today I want to talk about grudges. Are you a grudge holder, or is someone holding a grudge against you? Some people hold grudges for their entire lives and often can't even remember what the dispute was about in the first place. While most of us don't take such extreme offense, we often do become slow to forgive. One can only imagine what Joseph felt when his brothers suddenly appeared before him begging for food during the years of the famine. The very same brothers who had sold him into slavery. Joseph could have made them pay dearly for the way they treated him in their youth. But because of his deep trust in God throughout his lifetime, Joseph recognized God's hand in all that had happened to him. Joseph knew that God had directed his steps through good times and bad. He knew that God had orchestrated the events of life to bring them, both he and his brothers, to this pivotal point. So rather than punish his brothers, Joseph graciously assured them that God had sent him to Egypt so that Joseph could help them and, in effect, preserve the people of Israel. It's not easy to treat kindly those who have wronged us, but when we see the situation from God's perspective and believe that His hand is at work, we can graciously extend mercy and love to those who have wronged us.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. You can visit holylandmoments.ca to learn more about the land of Israel and the Jewish faith with our new free educational resource, Limud. That's holylandmoments.ca.